Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ten Toes Down debuts at 12:15. Question ins. We got some rolling in right now. Things we will unequivocally take a stand on. Sports, non-sports. We'll have fun with that. That'll be our new Thursday action. Web Gems is next. And in the third hour, we'll get to 3-0 teams versus 0-3 teams. We'll have a little fun with that game. Are there 0-3 teams that you trust? Are there 3-0 teams that you don't trust? So we'll have some fun there. But one of these teams is going to go to 3 losses on Sunday. It's the biggest game of the week, and that would be the Baltimore Ravens visiting the Kansas City Chiefs. And I have to be careful with this because last time we talked about the potential loss of a Baltimore Ravens, I poo-pooed it and poo-pooed the team that could potentially do it. I will not make that mistake again. For new information creates new opinions and new situations.
Mm.
I don't know who needs to win this game. Like, you want a 10 toes down who has to win this game? I think I know where I'm going. But a 1-3 Baltimore would be very, very bad. A 1-3 Chiefs, it's over.
And that's where I ultimately went with my pick.
With the whole,
I pick Baltimore to win because I think the Chiefs are done.
And I'll
eat my crow on Monday when they Undertaker this thing, and it was just the first couple games of the season, and the Chiefs do the Chiefs thing. They've looked like crap the first 3 weeks.
In Luke Anderson's pick 'em poll, I took Kansas City just because I feel they will be more desperate. I have faith in Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh riding this ship.
That offense has been insane.
Especially the division they play in. Kansas City. Look, I try not to read too much into, like, the Travis Kelce yelling at Andy Reid thing.
I don't care about that.
There's so much of that happens in the NFL that's just not caught on camera. But because it's Travis Kelce, it's always caught on camera. And remember, he was blowing up when they lost and blowing up when they won.
Yeah.
That's just high-stakes competition. That's
just who he is. He's on edge at all times.
But it does feel a little cookie crumble over there.
Angsty.
It feels like we were able to rest on our laurels and our talent, and we don't have that anymore. Laurels, talent, pedigree, and coaching. Now, the coaching is still there, but it feels like everything else is starting to kind of just get chipped away at. You know, they should have blown out New York way more than they did. Maybe that's a weird Sunday night game going all the way to the East Coast. Could be something like that. Something just doesn't feel right about that moxie that Kansas City holds.
Why?
I think it's lack of depth in the receiver area, and Mahomes hasn't made another guy a stud, and maybe it's Mahomes.
That's what I'm wondering.
Truly
great.
And he will be great for another 8-10 years.
But is his level of greatness no longer...
Has he peaked?
Is he no longer the guy that is unabashedly the guy that is going to chase Tom Brady for the greatest quarterback of all time? It's not a backhand. It's not a, oh, you don't have it anymore. It's like, no, you're not potentially the best quarterback to ever play this game. You're maybe the second or third best. You know what I mean? It's like some Chiefs fan right now is screaming at his radio. He's still got it. How dare you? They don't have a receiver. They need Rashee Rice. It's like, that's not what I'm saying.
I don't think he's done by any means.
God, no.
But one thing that Mahomes has done and has done well and has struggled with is the evolution of his game.
Super Bowl, first Super Bowl for Patrick Mahomes is very different than the last Super Bowl for Patrick Mahomes. The first loss in the Super Bowl for Patrick Mahomes is very different than the last loss in the Super Bowl for Patrick Mahomes. I think we might just be in a world where he's going to need to change again, his style, looking at it, and that whole team's culture might need to change, and just maybe schematics and plays. Like Andy Reid, look, Andy Reid finally got the right pieces together, and Andy Reid is a Hall of Fame coach, one of the best to ever do it. But Andy Reid stuck to his guns in Philly, and it cost him his job there. And I don't think he's getting fired anytime soon in Kansas City, nor should he. He's deserved and earned that route. But his concepts, the way he approaches the offense, might be time to go. It might be time and bring somebody in. Now, whoever takes that job, boy, don't hire me. I'm not interested in that. But that might be what we're looking at, that get Kelce to retire. Let's find a new identity on offense.
Remember, we went through this with Brady.
We did.
I was just going to say, because the Belichick-Brady thing, that didn't stay the same thing for 20-plus years. No. There were different iterations and different models.
The Romeo Crennel, Charlie Weiss, Belichick era was very different than the Josh McDaniels, Matt Patricia era.
So, yeah. So, we're just seeing, I think, the end of this iteration of championship Chiefs, but they can still evolve and change in the same vein as the Patriots.
I also love this text, 503-864-6326. Baltimore's beaten themselves. KC's been beaten. Firmly agreed.
Yes, because Baltimore has scored an insane amount of points in basically every game.
Mm-hmm.
Their offense has just been humming. Their defense has been cheeks. Absolute cheeks. And Derrick Henry has, you know, holding on to the ball like it's a wet mushroom. But, like, those are solvable. I don't think outside of the Chiefs getting, you know, A.J. Brown instead of Hollywood Brown, their wide receiver core get, like, if you're telling me that the one thing holding the Chiefs back is Rishi Rice.
No, you're not watching games.
You're out of your freaking mind.
You're not watching games. I mean, the run game is non-existent, et cetera. I love this on the YouTube. I think he's past the Josh Allen point where you can just put the game on your shoulders and know that two-minute drive is a success. He's in the early LeBron Laker point guard phase, I think. You calling him a system quarterback?
I don't think we're that far yet.
I see it, though.
He's not.
I understand.
He's not Miami LeBron. He's second tour Cleveland LeBron.
Because
Miami LeBron.
Second tour LeBron Cleveland was pretty good.
It was pretty damn good. Pretty title.
Good. Like, pretty damn good.
But like Miami LeBron, the only more physically dominant player in the history of my life was Shaq.
But I think to this listener's point and where we're going in this, Mahomes, is the reinvention that maybe he needs to play smarter and less gunslinger.
Yeah. We even saw
you can go out like Favre.
I was just gonna say the other side of that is Favre did evolve.
He did.
He did evolve.
But he still kept some of his identity.
You can't take all the stripes off the tiger.
You can't, no.
But you know, As you get older, those stripes can get a little lighter,
mm-hmm.
You know?
They can fade a little
fade a little bit.
Sitting in the sun every day.
Yeah, that can happen. And I think you can probably get that with Mahomes. But I picked the Ravens in this game. I didn't like it. Part of me is I hate the Chiefs so much, and I want them to crash and burn into the side of the mountain, and I'm going to point and laugh and be like, ha, 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 you won all those titles, and now you're not. Oh, crap, you won all those titles. That sucks. But also, I do believe that you know, dynasties, when they crash, they come cratering down, and it's bad, and it's awful. But they're not cooked, because you still have Mahomes. And until proven that he's cooked, which I don't think we're going to get for another handful of years, they'll be fine in the long run. I just don't think that they're that team this year.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I think it's time to hit the reset on that and figure something out. I don't know what the reset necessarily looks at, but I think it's time for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.